Welcome back. You're listening to a special New Year's edition of South Asian Community News, part of La Rage du Peuple, a look back at the resistance of local and global social justice movements and look ahead to the struggles to come in 2007 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. Happy New Year, everybody. We were listening earlier to Arti Shahani with Families for Freedom in New York City. The music we were listening to was the great Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan from his CD, Devotional and Love Songs on Real World. So we've been trying to get a comrade of ours on the phone, and we have him, I believe, and I'm going to turn it over to Kazim, who will be interviewing a friend of ours from West Bengal in India.
Okay, so now I go to an interview with Biplab Halim, who I have on the phone in India, about the West Bengal government's recent forcible eviction of thousands of peasants for the Indian company Tata's to set up an automobile factory at Singar near Kolkata. Hello, Biplab.
Yes, good evening. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Could you begin by giving us an introduction of what has been happening in Singar these past months concerning the eviction of peasants for the construction of Tata Motors factory?
Right. You see, that West Bengal, the ruling party of West Bengal has come to power for 7th consecutive term in last May. So when the day election result was declared, the Chief Minister of West Bengal announced that the Tata Motors, the Indian MNC, Tata Motors, will be coming to Singur, West Bengal, rather, to set up their small car manufacturing industries over here. So, thereafter, government of West Bengal says that they invited Tata Motors to establish their car manufacturing industry somewhere in Midnapur district, but Tata opted for a place called Singur, just around 30 kilometers far from Calcutta in Hooghly district, which is considered as a granary of West Bengal. It is a fertile agricultural land. Thousands of farmers are earning their livelihood there. But Tata Motors, for the sake of Tata Motors, government of West Bengal has decided to acquire around 1,000 acres of land, evicting around 6,000 peasant families, small and marginal farmers, landless laborers, sharecroppers, and so on, destroying their lives and livelihoods. So from the very beginning, the local people, the local peasants, sharecroppers, marginal farmers, and others, small traders and power tiller operators, they are opposing this move. They are saying that abundant quantity of non-agricultural land, fallow land, is available not very far from that particular place, but due to various reasons, government of West Bengal wants to acquire that particular land in Singur to enable the Tata Motors to set up their car manufacturing industry over there. And it has created a lot of problems. Civil society organizations and all political parties are opposing this move. Renowned civil society activists opposed this move. The opposition party leader was on hunger strike for 25 days. But despite that, government of West Bengal is bent upon acquiring this land and not providing any information, actually what price will be given by the Tata to the government, how many employment would be generated over there. But government is bent upon acquiring this land in the name of public interest. So it has created a lot of tension in this state. The situation is still very tense.
So, and the government to power in West Bengal is the left front. It's supposedly, in name at least, it's the pro-people left government. Can you talk about this government and their reasons for a so-called pro-people government to have this eviction of the peasants?
Yeah, that is more surprising. And though government West Bengal is headed by one party known as Communist Party of India, Marxist, but it seems it is more of a noun now and not an adjective. So, and the Chief Minister and the Secretary of the party, they themselves, they say that now we are in a bourgeois society, so we are in a capitalist society. We are doing capitalism, nothing to do with Marxism and socialism. So earlier, they used to talk a lot about Marxism, Leninism, class struggle, and emancipation of the poor and all these. But it clearly shows that now, the name of their party is Marxist Party, but there is no qualitative difference between this ruling party and any other social democrat party or bourgeois party in this country.
Whenever there's projects for development or there's industrialization, they often people use the term for the greater common good. You know, we have to need the suffering of the few for the benefits of the many. Can you talk about your reflections on ideas of compensation and, let's say, as a means to have these projects, these so-called compensation, and the ideas about greater common good?
In fact, you know, just for example, you know, just industrially, this state is very backward. Just if we look at the statistics, already in last 2-3 decades, 56,000 small and medium industries have been closed down. Around 1.2 million or nearly 1.3 million have industry workers have lost their employment in last 25 years. But only 43,000 new employment has been created. Between 1991 and 2001, around 2.5 to 4 million people have become landless. And if we take the data for last 25 years, it is nearly 6 million. So, all of a sudden we do not know why the place Singur, where people are earning their livelihoods by doing small agricultural practices, it's a multi-cropped area, fertile agricultural land is there. Why government is bent upon evicting these people to enable motor car industries over there, that too by owned by Tata Motors. So, and moreover, government is not providing any information at all. So recently, in last October 2005, a new act has been enacted, known as Right to Information Act. And with the help of this Right to Information Act, we had written to the district magistrate of the Hooghly district, requesting him to give us detailed information about the exact quantity of land, what would be the loss of employment, what new employment would be generated, and what sort of compensation package has been developed for the people. And also we requested him to give us the copy of the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between Tata and the government of West Bengal. There is a time limit that within 1 month, as per this law, government was supposed to give us those information, but they even did not care to reply. Thereafter, we had to go to the Calcutta High Court and had filed a petition against the government, and then Justice Pranab Chatterjee had passed a judgment and asked the State Information Commissioner to give us those information. Even then, State Information Commissioner was reluctant to give all this information. Then we had to serve a contempt of court notice to him. Then, very recently, he has given us some information. Those are all very much superfluous. How many employment laws will be there? No information. What sort of new employment will be created? And what about the numbers? No information. When we asked about the MOU between Tata and government of West Bengal, they said copy was not available with them. It is like that. Because of Christmas holiday, court was closed. From tomorrow, High Court will be open again. We are going to file another case against the government, because government does not want to provide any information to the people. And now, very recently, in the State Assembly, the minister himself had said that it is a state secret, that's why it was not possible for the government to give information. But government is acquiring this land in the name of public interest. First of all, Tata is a commercial company. Tata is coming there not to serve the country, not to serve the people, for making their business and to make profit. And we are unable to understand why a so-called left-front government is so much eager to invite Tata and hand over the prime agricultural land to them, destroying lives and livelihoods of the thousands of peasants, that too for the sake of one commercial company. And regarding package and all these things, we wrote to the compensation package, we had written to the government to give us information, but there was this government was completely silent on this. Government only said that they will be given about around 2 lakhs Indian rupees per bigha or so, to the seller of the land, but which is below the market price.
Can you talk about the resistance and mobilization being carried out by the peasants and civil society groups?
So besides filing a writ petition and various cases in the High Court, just public interest litigation, we had organized citizens' convention, a series of citizens' convention in Calcutta had organized procession demonstration. Even Meza Patkar, who had organized a movement in Narmada, herself had come to Calcutta. We had being invited by the committee to assist the struggle of Shingur peasants against eviction. The People's Coalition on Food Sovereignty has sent a fact-finding team comprising representatives from Malaysia, from Bangladesh, from Nepal, from other parts of India. They have also produced their report. Everywhere they have recommended the government not to acquire the prime agricultural land and not to destroy the lives and livelihoods of the small and marginal peasants. And moreover, landless laborers who are working there on this land, there is no compensation package for them. Even, for example, if we take it for granted that, you know, the small and marginal farmers will get a little price, which is below the market price, what will happen to the landless laborers who are working on those land for generations together, who will not get any compensation? They are simply invisible. So civil society movement in various parts of the state, not only in West Bengal, even outside West Bengal, in other parts of the country, are actively involved in building public opinion. In Delhi also, we had organized a citizens' convention. And last week, only in front of the Banga Bhavan, this is the Bengal government's house in Delhi, Meza Patkar and the former Chief Justice of Delhi High Court, they had staged a demonstration. So government is also not having very good time. Already the 2-3 general strikes were observed by the civil society and the political parties. But despite that, government is not saying that government is ready to keep this project in abeyance, and civil society and opposition parties are also determined to oppose this sinister design of the government.
So on one side we have the government and their tools of repression and a large corporation. And on the other side you have poor peasants and some solidarity groups. And the peasants have been evicted. So do you see that the possibility of reclaiming the land, do people have hope?
I think though government has put fence over the land from all sides and government had organized a brutal lathi charge and police oppression on the poor peasants, particularly the peasant women, but still government has Section 1, the Emergency Act 144 has been clamped in that area, but despite that people are very militant mood. They are just opposing this design. Even yesterday also, just in the New Year's Eve, thousands of people had organized demonstrations. So I think it would not be possible so easy for the government to take over the land, to take possession of the land physically, and it would be not easy for the Tata Group also.
So thank you very much, Biplab Halim, for speaking with us today.
So thank you very much, and we also request you to ventilate this news, and thank you very much for your solidarity.
Thank you, and we'll be staying in touch.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Biplab Halim speaking about who we talked to on the phone in India, talking about West Bengal government's recent forcible eviction of thousands of peasants for the Indian company Tata's to set up an automobile factory at Singar near Kolkata.